Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Born in Milan, Italy, to a wealthy family, Maria Gaetana Agnesi was a child prodigy, speaking 7 languages by her 11th birthday. Her father, a silk merchant trying to move up in society, began to gather groups of the most important men in the city to watch her present a series of 190 theses on philosophical questions. Being a very shy 15-year-old, she hated these performances. Longing to enter a convent due to her strong religious beliefs, instead she was allowed to stop these public shows and focus solely on her study of mathematics. Published in 1748, Agnesi's Analytical Institutions for the Use of Italian Youth was written with the purpose of giving systematic illustration of the different results and theorems of infinitesimal calculus, possibly to be used in the education of her younger siblings. It was in this treatise that she wrote about a curve that had previously been studied, but it became known as the Witch of Agnesi. This construction is useful for theoretical purposes, but also has real-world applications only recently discovered. The equation of the curve approximates the spectral line distribution of optical lines in X-rays, as well as the amount of power dissipated in resonant circuits, and has been used as the generic topographic obstacle in a flow in mathematical modeling. 2 years later, when her father became ill, she was appointed by the Pope as the chair of mathematics and natural philosophy and physics at Bologna, but history did not record if she accepted the position simply in title alone or actual practice, but it is thought that she did not serve in this appointment. In 1752, her father passed away, and she was able to give up on mathematics as she had long desired, and devote her life to the study of theology and service to the poor, homeless, and sick. She gave away the many gifts that she had been given during her time as a celebrated mathematician, and in 1783 founded the Opera Pia Trivulzio, a home for Milan's elderly, where she was the director, but lived in the same style as the nuns of the institution. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.